Hello, folks. Off-Grid Gary. And today, we're going to talk about a few things. Life on the homestead and life after a bad ice storm. Here, I haven't been putting any podcast out for the past 2-3 weeks. And it's been due to just life events. You know, things that happened. And one of those things happened. We got 2 ice storms back to back. And to make a long story short, we had like 3 to 5 inches of ice in the road. And of course, here in the south, they don't have equipment to take care of any of the roads or anything when it does freeze over or you get snow. So, on a homestead, first thing we do is get the solar panel off. The ice and snow off the solar panels, which wasn't bad. And in all this 9 to 16 degree temps in the mornings, which is very cold for us, our goat decides to go into labor and have babies. She had a little boy and a little girl. The little boy didn't make it, but the little girl did. She's doing well. Chickens are doing great. But this snowstorm snowed us in for basically a week. So there was a week we couldn't get on the roads. Now, to be fair, a friend of mine came in on his four-wheel drive. We went ice fishing the one day just to say we did it here in the south. You know, we didn't catch anything, but we were able to get out. But we had water lines that broke, and I drained my system back and still broke water pipes. Luckily, my rain harvesting system worked very well. We was able to get water from that. But naturally, with it being cold, you know, we have a wood stove going, so we was able to melt snow and ice in big pans on our stove, and then we was able to thaw them on the stove and then run them through our Berkey-style water filter, which worked really well as well. The new L16s did wonderful in the storm. That's the new batteries we put on here a month or so ago. They worked good. We really, I mean, it was a night and day difference from the regular 6-volt Golf Cat batteries to the L16s. The L16s, there's just no comparison to. I mean, it's crazy how much longer they last, you know. So they did really good. All the animals did good. We bought extra hay. We knew the storm was coming, so we bought extra hay and so forth. But we didn't think we had to get snowed in where we couldn't get anywhere. But for the most part, we came out unscathed, but we couldn't leave anywhere for about a week. And that's where we're going to get into the prepping at, you know. To be fair, life went on just like normal. You know, we still got up, we still did our chores, we still took care of everything. Our chickens never quit producing eggs. They just, you wanted to get them before they got too cold, you know. The extra work we did have to do was break water dishes up so they'd have fresh, animals have fresh water to drink, this kind of thing. But overall, it didn't really affect us. We had food. We had electricity, and we had heat, and we had water. But there was a lot of folks. Man, I had, my dad was one of them, and a good friend of mine down the road was one of them. He prepped big for a natural disaster. Didn't figure on a snowstorm. They liked to froze. One of the prep gears that he bought that he found out he could use and work good was his solar generator was one. And the second was a negative 30 sleeping bag. So they stayed 4 days in their home with no heat, no water, and no electricity. Now, the solar generator he had did provide him lights, and they was able to keep the refrigerator stuff going. But as far as heat, he thought he could plug an electric heater into it and keep the room warm. Well, he found out that that didn't work. You know, solar generators are not meant to run electric heaters. You know, you have to have a pretty big one to do that. And when I say pretty big one, you might as well figure a good size off-grid system, because you're going to need some battery storage for that. My dad, 78 years old, lost power, heat, and water. You know, he had 3 days of pretty rough conditions where nobody could get to him and he couldn't get to nobody. Yes, he had everything he needed, but he was sure glad when the power came back on so he turned his heater on. You know, there was endless stories of people that did not have food, or they had food but didn't have water, they didn't have heat, and they didn't have electricity. When you think about houses when they're built this day and age, they're built all electric, meaning they have no wood backup. And for the most part, they don't have any gas backup unless there's an add-on somewhere, you know. And if you're hooked into the, like, the city gas supply, if they lose power, guess what? Your gas is still going off. You know, if you're going to have a gas heat, get it on a propane tank. You know, something that you can control and use as you need it, you know. Or put a wood stove in, you know. We have propane heat, and we have wood heat. Those are the two things that we can use. And, of course, we use it. We use wood stove every year. That's a given. But if it's real, real cold, you know, or if we feel a little lazy and don't want a fire, we can turn on a gas heater. A lot of people didn't have heat because they didn't have a gas stove, cook stove. So they couldn't cook their foods or heat their house. At least with a gas cook stove, you can cook your foods. Or like a Coleman gas stove, you could cook your foods with and generate a little heat while you're cooking. You know, a lot of people were bringing barbecue pits in their house. There was people found froze to death and gassed to death because they just didn't have a way to stay warm. People, this is awful, you know. Think about it. We have winter every year. It's going to get cold every year. Granted, for us, cold weather might be 75 degrees during the day and 40s at night. But we do have occasionally where we drop to freezing. And we have occasional winters where we get snow and ice. If a person's going to prep, they need to make sure they have warm winter gear. Whether it's clothes, coveralls, coats, gloves, whatever. But you also need a way to heat your home. Because not everybody wants to have their power go out and realize that they can't cook, they can't heat, and they can't turn their water faucet on. You know, in our cases, our well was froze. We drained it back, it was froze. But we still didn't sweat it because we had enough snow and ice coming off the house. And I put some videos on YouTube. You can see how thick the ice and stuff was. But we had 4 inches of ice coming off the roof, you know. So what better way to utilize that than to put it in pans and melt it down on your wood stove, you know. I have a Berkey-style water filter. And I've shared this video, how to make this filter, how to build this filter system. It really works good. And, you know, we use it every day, so... It wasn't no different when everything went out. Granted, my power didn't go out because I have a big backup battery system and I've got a good-sized solar system. But life for us didn't really change much other than we just couldn't get the car and drive anywhere. You know, we still did stuff on the homestead. We still took care of the animals. We still had power. We still had heat. Yeah, granted, a night or two, it was cold enough you wore sweaters in the house. But you know what? We was warm. You know, because the wood stove really works good. Why did we wear long sleeve sweaters in the house? Well, I'll just be perfectly honest. Louisiana is not meant to have 9-degree weather, so naturally it was a little cold, even with the wood stove on. But it was still probably 65 in the house. I mean, no big deal, right? So, with that being said, nothing really changed for us, but for other folks, it was quite devastating. So, rule number one, when you're going for your preps and figuring out what you want to do with your preps. And it's just like I told my friend. You can't prepare for something that's not coming, that you don't know it's coming. But you know it's going to get cold. You know, the sleeping bag you bought was a good investment. The solar generator was a good investment. But it still didn't help him. The solar generator didn't help keep him warm. It kept his food from rotting, which was good. But he didn't have a way to cook it. He does have an outdoor barbecue pit that's gas. So, I mean, they could keep food, but, you know, he was like, you only can eat so many MREs. Well, I don't know about you. I don't really care for eating MREs. Yeah, when you're in a bind or camping, sometimes they're all right, but I just soon cook real food. A lot of people just didn't take the time to think what they was going to need. And anytime you're making a prep list of stuff to buy to put up on a shelf that's going to last you for X amount of years, if you're an electric house, one of the first things I would tell you to get is a portable camp stove that's got the screw-in propane bottles or has the adapter to put the little 5 or the little 20-pound chubs on it. That is a must in any circumstances. A gas stove will always cook your food. Second one, have a life straw. You know, life straws aren't expensive. I understand if somebody doesn't want to spend $100 and make something to filter water with that they're not going to use every day, especially if you drink bottled water. But here's the thing. When you get snowed in, you have a gas stove, no water. Guess what? You can heat snow up, melt it. You can let it cool down again, and you can run it through your water filter and drink it. And that's better than not having any water at all. Not to mention, if you go through a good water filter, that water tastes much better than bottled water does any day. You know, bottled water, I don't even drink it because it just has a nasty taste from the plastic bottle. I'd much rather drink something that tastes fresh and that comes out of the ground tasting fresh. Even if it's snow or if it's rainwater, it's still water. You know, if you have animals, buy a little extra hay because when it's cold, the hay will keep them warm. There's lots of things you can buy to protect yourself and to protect your animals for when a snowstorm comes and knocks your power out. You know, power is not everything, but heat is, and food is at that point. You know, because you can lose power in the wintertime. You can take the stuff out of your refrigerator and freezer and put it outside. You know, there's ways of keeping it cool where it doesn't freeze. But you still have to have heat. Without heat, you freeze to death. You know, you can lay in a 30 below blanket if you want, but I don't know about you, but I don't want to lay there the whole time it's cold. I want to get up and move. I don't want to take a chance of a blood clot sitting in from laying on my back too long. You know, so a good rule of thumb is if you're a house that's all electric, invest a little money in a propane stove, a propane gas stove. You can buy them with feet on them and put a hose on them with a low pressure regulator on them. They make them that have a propane bottle on the back of them where you can roll them anywhere you want in your room. You know, you'll pay a little more for it, but you can make your own if you're halfway savvy. And you can put it anywhere in your home and light it. And, you know, if you're real careful, one bottle will get you by about 3 days, depending how cold it is. Now, if you're in a 9-degree freeze like what we were in, basically, it would go probably 2.5 days. 2 to 2.5 days if you had to leave it run full throttle. If you can run it on one burner in a small room, yeah, you'll get by 3, 4, 5 days. But if you know you're going to have a week of nasty weather come in, you just make sure you have 2 propane bottles set aside, minimum. And that way, you can stay warm. But you also can still cook if you have a little gas stove there I was telling you about as well. We've had a lot going around on the homestead, a lot going on a homestead between the chickens and the the goats and the dogs, just stuff in general, and have this big breeze come up. It took a lot of it out of a lot of people. And, you know, as long as you have the supplies to make it through, you'll stay in good shape. It's like yesterday, weather was 75 degrees. We planted 220 potato plants and two Japanese plums that a friend of mine gave me. Trees, plum trees. So, you know, I'm pretty sure we're out of our winter stretch. Even if it gets cold again, it's not going to affect my potatoes. But you got to have a good source of a prep supply. You know, I keep telling people prep, prep, prep. You never know what's going to happen, whether it's hurricane, snowstorm, shutdown, whatever the case may be. If you can't leave your home, you have to have the stuff in your home to survive. You know, you can say, oh, I'll make it. I can do this, 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 this. But let me tell you something. If you're snowed in where you can't move, if it's not in your house where you can't heat it, you can't get water, and you don't have power, life's fixing to be pretty miserable. But if you have a wood stove or a gas propane stove and the power still goes out, at least you stay alive and you stay warm. You know, I'm not telling you go out and spend $1 million on heat and gas, because you're not going to do it. But it's like me. I built a little portable gas heating stove. And it was one I actually bought at like Sutherland's or Home Depot. And I put a crawfish cooker line on it with a low pressure regulator. I can put that thing anywhere I want in my house and set it in the middle of the floor, turn it on, walk away. And it'll keep whatever room you put it in very nice and warm. I maybe spent $200 on it, but I built it 10 years ago, and it's still using it. You know, I've had my wood stove now for 3-4 years. A nice wood stove is a good investment, especially if you live in the country. Not everybody can put a wood stove in their homes just because of where they live. And if you live in the city and you're in a newer house, you know, that's where the propane stove comes in handy. But if you have a fireplace in your home, at least you still have something you can cook on if you don't have a propane stove. Most new houses don't even put fireplaces in them anymore. That's a special request you got to do to do one, you know. If you're building a new home, put a fireplace in it. You know, even if it's a very inefficient fireplace, you can buy a heatolator and put in that thing, and you could still have really nice heat in an emergency. You know, so two things to remember in cold winter environments. Make sure you have heat that's reliable, and make sure you have something to cook your food over, because you don't want to start a bonfire in the middle of your front yard. I talked to a guy the other day, and him and his family sat under a carport and made a big bonfire, and that's how they were staying warm, because it was too cold to be in the house. Let me tell you something. That's rough. I would not want to have to put my family in that position. I understand a person does what they have to do to get by, but, you know, this happens about every 5 to 7 years, so it's something that should be considered as one of your preps to have stuff to stay warm. I realize that not everybody can just go out and buy stuff. I'm in the same position. I can't go out and just buy what I want. Sometimes it may take me 6 months to get that one item. But, you know, if you start, give yourself a one-year window. And if you spend $10 a week more on food preps, every time you go to the store, you spend $10 and buy a non-perishable food item and you put it up over a year's time. You do that for a year, you'll have quite a few extra canned goods or just non-perishable food supplies that you like, okay? If you want to build yourself a Berkey-style water filter, I mean, you can do it now. I mean, the filters are like $50 on eBay. You can buy the buckets for $6 a piece at Tractor Supply. I mean, it doesn't cost that much to build one. I have a video on YouTube that shows you how to make them, and there's other people on YouTube that'll show you how to make them. I'm not telling you, you got to build it exactly like mine. Look on YouTube. There's piles of people that are building the same style filter I bought and built. You know, I bought all the parts, built it myself. You know, I'll say the one tool you'll want to get is a pair of hole saw, not hole saw, paddle bits, you know, for your cordless drill, because you'll need those paddle bits to make your hole size, you know, make it quick and easy. You know, if you do it, if you have your tools right, all you need is a cordless drill and a couple paddle bits, and you can have a thing built in 10 minutes. I mean, it's not a hard process. You know, so if you have a way to cook and you have a water filter, you can melt your water, put it in a filter, and you can still cook your food and have drinking water. If you have a wood stove, you can heat your water, put it in a water filter, and you can still cook from your wood stove. Not all wood stoves are designed to cook from. So if you're buying a wood stove, make sure it's one that you can cook on. I'm not saying everybody likes to cook on a wood stove. Me, on the other hand, don't bother me, because to me the food tastes good regardless. It may take a little longer to cook, but that food just going to taste that much better when you get it out and serve it. And with that being said, that's one way to stay prepared. Now, there's all kinds of other scenarios for preparations we're not going to get into today, but we're just kind of touching base on the long-term cold winter survival. You know, if you burn firewood, make sure you have plenty of it. You know, Hurricane Laura supplied us with a pile of trees, so there was a lot of trees go down from the hurricane, so we was able to have plenty of trees to start cutting and stacking and everything else. Do I wish I'd had a lot more? Yeah, but we've got plenty. It's just the problem of between working every day and taking care of livestock, taking care of the homestead, taking care of firewood, trying to get your other projects going, takes quite a bit of your time up. So you gotta whittle them down one at a time. You know, the biggest thing is have you some non-perishable food items and a way to cook them no matter what. And have you something that you can stay warm in, even if it's in a bedroom. At least you're warm. And I mentioned that the goat had babies. The little female baby goat's doing good. I said the male had passed away. He only made it maybe 3 hours from the time he was born to the time he died. We did everything we could, but he just couldn't make it. He wasn't strong. He was half the size of the other goat. It was sad, but, you know, it's part of farm life, you know. You'll have some that are going to make it and some that aren't. But the goats are doing good. Chickens are doing phenomenal. We're getting close to a shelf. We have had 13 eggs in one day. During the cold snap, the chickens never quit laying. And I figured at 9-degree weather and 3, 4, or 5 inches of snow and ice on the yard, or the chicken yard, I figured their egg production would stop, but it didn't. But, you know, that's a whole other story in itself, but it worked. They kept laying eggs, and so that's always a plus. And you know, it pays to have supplies on hand in your pantry, because if you're not going to leave, I mean, it's like us. I mean, I'm not saying we could go a month without going to town to get a supply, but I'll bet you I could eat for that month regardless, even if I didn't have to go to town. You know, it's just something you don't want to starve yourself to death, you know. So try to think in the long haul picture. You know, there's a lot of people that go to work, swing through a fast food restaurant, grab them a sandwich and a cup of coffee, and they go, and they take lunch break at work, and they go to this place and get a meal, and then they're able to get supper on the way home, you know. Try not to put yourself in that predicament. You know, it's easy to spend money when you have money, you know. But here's the thing, when something like this happens and it shuts you in house for a week, you better have some food in that house that you can live on. And I know not everybody can cook, but if you know how to cook, you're even further ahead. If you don't know how to cook, you're just going to be eating out of jars, which that's better than starving to death. You have to prep. You know, look at poor Texas. they got slammed really hard in this ice storm. You know, we're one state over them. We got slammed really hard, but Texas got slammed a lot worse than we did. And with that being said, there was a lot of people, they just found froze to death, you know. I'm very fortunate my dad wasn't one of them, because like I say, he went 3 days with no heat, no water, no electricity. And it was, we had one night that came down to 9 degrees. I'm very, very fortunate. You know, we feel very fortunate about with our community. Our community did really, really well. I don't think we lost anybody in our community due to the freeze. Granted, yes, there was a lot of broken water pipes, you know. Fortunately, I only had a 6-inch piece of pipe broke from my well, so it wasn't a huge ordeal for us. We had majority of the stuff to fix it. I did have to get a couple parts. Luckily, I was able to get them. But if I couldn't have got them, I still had water that worked, and I still had my rainwater catchment system that worked. So even though the water necessarily turned the faucets on in the house wasn't working, I do have an outdoor hydrant that I could turn on and off and get water from the well. So it wasn't like we lost out on water completely, because when it was froze, we had the snow. When the snow melted, we had the well water again. And we also had our rainwater catchment system we have. You know, we prep for a lot more just for the fact we live off-grid. We're on a homestead. I'm not telling everybody they need to have a homestead. I'm not telling everybody they have to prep like I do. I'm not saying that, you know, at all. I'm just saying have enough to take care of your need for... What you want to try to do is think about a scenario. Say, well, the weather says it's going to be cold for the next 7 days. 3 of those days, it's supposed to freeze. 2 of those days, we take a chance of having snow and ice. So, you know, that whole week's going to be kind of fogged up for you regardless. Make sure you have the stuff to keep warm and to eat. You can do this any time of the year. All you got to do is figure out a scenario, figure out what you got to have to make it through there. It doesn't cost that much. If you spend $10 a week, you'd be surprised what you can build and come up with at the end of a year. This is just a simple concept of staying warm and be able to continue to eat in a week in a natural disaster. If it's a hurricane, it's a little bit different. If you're far enough away from the storm where you can handle the winds and the rains, but you know you're going to be without power a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever, but you're not going to lose your home, or you're pretty confident you're not going to lose your home, that's another scenario. But if you're along the coast, and you know you're going to get a hurricane, then your preps are going to be different, because you're going to put your preps in your vehicle and you're going to leave. You're going to be smart and leave. You don't want to ride out a Cat 5 hurricane when you're on the coast. It's not smart. Your chances of survival are slim to none. You know, with Hurricane Laura was a wake-up call for us, because, one, we've never seen a hurricane come through here that bad. You know, we was a pretty good ways from the coast. I mean, we're over halfway up the state. We had 106 or 108 mile an hour winds. That's pretty aggressive. And granted, we made it through it. We didn't have any damage to the home itself. I did take a little damage to my solar system, but you know, we still kept our power going. We didn't run out. We did have to run our generator a little more because we did damage the system, and it was 10 solar panels that came unhooked, one got busted, this kind of thing. It wasn't nothing bad, but it was enough that we had to run the generator a little more. And with that being said, before the storm came, I prepped and had extra gas on hand because I knew we was going to be shut down 2-3 days. Well, to my surprise, basically it was about 14 days everybody was kind of shut down for. There was places that you could get gas, but it made it kind of hard to get there. with all the trees and stuff crossing the highway, this kind of thing. So for us, we had an extra like 10, 15 gallons of gas. And with that being said, we didn't have to worry about anything. You know, we kept rocking and rolling, you know, like every day as usual. And that's what you do when you prep. You prep so you have the means to make it through the disaster you're going to go through. Because you never know when it's going to hit, but you can always prepare for it. And I tell people all the time that ask me, well, how do you prepare for this? So, well, the key thing is food, water for your family, and shelter. And as long as you have food, water, and shelter, you're covered. You know, and if it's cold, you better have a heat source. Throw in with that. And with that being said, we're going to end today. And don't forget to look us up on YouTube. I'm Off Grid Gary. And don't forget to hit the subscribe button and hit the like button while you're there. And we're on MeWe, is Off Grid Gary. Twitter, we're Off Grid Gary. And I'm on Pinterest as well. I have a few things on Pinterest. I think it's under Gary Mahler, Upgrade Gary, something like that. We are on Patreon under Upgrade Gary as well. We're not on Facebook. I am on Messenger under Gary Mahl. But I'm kind of stick to MeWe and Twitter and YouTube and Patreon. And but we're kind of on a mix of all of them. Just look for us. If we're there, hit us up. We'll be glad to meet you. And we'll be glad to. And if there's anything we can help you with, if you're wondering what to get for storm preps for whatever scenario and you don't know for sure, contact me. I'll be more than glad to discuss it with you. And with that being said, we're going to call it a day. Have a great day. Bye.